An inside linebacker, you have only one surefire early to mid-first rounder and several second or third rounders who bring with them a little mixed opinion. At the top of the list is Miami's Dan Morgan, a true warrior who solidified the middle of the Hurricanes' defense. Prior to the 2000 season, he was a standout performer on the outside as well. He could be a nice fit for the Carolina Panthers at the 11th spot.
He's all over the field.
Next to come off the board at middle linebacker in the second or third round area are Vanderbilt's Jamie Winborn, Georgia's Kendrell Bell, Oklahoma's Florence Clark,
cleaned up,
Western Illinois' Ed Gerton Hartwell, and North Carolina's Brandon Spoon. Moving to the outside, you don't have any surefire number one, but rather three intriguing prospects who figure on round two. That group includes Quentin Tabor of Arkansas, Florida State's Tommy Polley, and North Carolina's Cedric Hyde. In the defensive secondary, the cornerback spot should produce four first-round draft choices, although there really isn't a consensus opinion as to who figures as the top pure cover man available. In the mix are Mississippi State's Fred Smoot, Ohio State's Nate Clements, Minnesota's Willie Middlebrooks, and Syracuse's Will Allen.
Yes.
Smoot is the top playmaker of this group, showing the keen awareness to know when to gamble for the interception.
We're going to take it out! Ain't no doubt!
And there isn't a defensive player in the draft who relishes the challenge more than Smoot. He figures it's a possibility for the Redskins.
It's Smoot!
Who owned the 15th choice. Following his impressive individual workout that saw Clements run a 4.37 at 5'11", 209 pounds, he was propelled into the mid-first round area where he would be a possibility for the Seattle Seahawks to pick number 17.
Yes.
While Allen's performance this past season wasn't up to the level of his junior campaign when he just blanketed opposing wideouts, he has a package of skills and big game experience to develop into a solid cover corner in the NFL. He's still on the board that Giants would be a possibility with the 30th choice. Over the last 2 months, Middlebrooks has gained some momentum with his impressive size at 6'1½", 202 pounds, and sub 4.4 speed, the attention getter. He could land at pick number 23 with the Saints. Other late first or early to mid second round possibilities at cornerback include Wisconsin's Jamar Fletcher, Ole Miss's Ken Lucas, and Notre Dame's Brock Williams. Also watch out for Western Illinois' fast-rising cover man, William Peterson. At safety, Arizona State's tackling machine, Adam Archuleta, has emerged as a possible late first-rounder. Archuleta will be making the transition from a rover outside linebacker spot to a safety position in the NFL, bringing with him tremendous energy as he flies around the field with his controlled aggression. And the rugged 6'2", 210-pounder would be an excellent addition to the Raiders' deep patrol. The next safety to come off the board on round two figures to be Florida State's Derek Gibson, followed by Washington's Hakeem Akbar, NC State's Adrian Wilson, Memphis's Idris Bashir, and Baylor.